Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to Variety Radio Online. I'm Rachel, and on the line with me I have Emily. And we are recapping the Once Upon a Time season finale. That was 2 hours of meh.
That was 2 hours of meh. I mean, meh. I think that actually describes what went down.
That's just how I'm feeling about it. I'm sure some people are very happy with it, but I was just kind of like, meh.
Yeah, I just don't think, like, I think, like, overall, as an episode, like, I was not, like, disappointed, really, with anything. Like, it was a decent episode, like, certain things about it, but I feel like in terms of, like, being, like, finale, like, we always say, like, oh my gosh, like, the Once Upon a Time, like, finales are always, like, the best episodes of the season. Like, they might hit and miss in between, but the finale is always, like, so great. I just don't think it didn't really live up to the expectations. Like, the mid-season finale was definitely way better than the finale. Which,
oh, yeah.
That doesn't normally happen.
No.
Normally, it's, like, the mid-season finale is, like, good. But then, like, then the finale, that's, like, 2 hours, is always, like, so awesome. So I think just, like, after having 3 years in a row of awesome, like, 2-hour season finales, this just fell short.
Yeah, and I think they just built the expectations up too high for the 2-hour stuff, because usually when it's 2 hours, they go to other realms. Well, I guess they just go to another realm. But it's, like, it's more adventurous, and it's more, like, action-packed, like, every single minute of the 2 hours is, like, just full of so much. And this wasn't. Like, I feel like they could have stuck with an hour and would have been fine, and it probably would have been better. It felt like it just dragged a lot. It just seemed like there was a lot of pointless stuff in it. It wasn't, like, season finale material to me at all. And it's almost like everyone reverted back to, like, character faults, or what I see as faults. Like, Emma assumed Regina was going to go evil. Regina was being all, woe is me, I want to be alone, blah, 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 which is understandable. Henry thinks magic's evil, and we're going to go destroy magic. Snow White's trusting every single person she sees again, and it's just like, it's just aggravated me, because all the little things that I don't like about all the characters, like, was just kind of highlighted in this finale for me. So I was just kind of like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like it also was just so disjointed from what had transpired, like, the whole rest of the season. Half of the season. Like, I know that normally that's how it works, is, like, the penultimate episode, or however you call it, is normally, like, that's when they wrap up all the stuff with, like, the overarching storyline for the season, or for the half of the season. At least, like, last year, it was, like, that's it. It, like, bled right through. Like, it was all about, like, the author and that whole, like, alternate universe. And then the year before that, it was this time travel thing, which was still connected to Zelina in a way, where it was kind of, I mean, I guess in this episode, there was still, like, a small connection where it was like, oh, this Olympian crystal, blah, 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 whatever. But it just literally felt like nothing connected back. Like, it just was a lot of weird things where they're like, they took this one tiny sliver of the storyline that was wrapped up, and then this, like, totally tried to make all these things work off of it. It just felt forced. Like, the fact that Henry was all like, oh, magic's destroying my family and whatever, it's like, okay, dude, one, you're the author. You could fix that easily. I don't know why he's going through this.
That's
whole
what
quest.
I don't understand.
So,
that,
like,
aggravated
destroy
me
magic.
So much.
He could just be
it
right.
Aggravated,
like, he's
me.
Not supposed to do that,
so
and
much.
It's bad. Like, he's not supposed to do that, and that's, like, doing the wrong thing. So I think maybe he thinks that doing the right thing would just be destroying magic altogether.
But he did it anyway.
You,
he still wrote
you literally
it.
Have, you literally have a pen, and you could have wrote, like, my family is happy.
Rumple can't
and then
hurt
that
anyone.
Would have been it. Yeah.
Yeah,
like
it's
yeah,
so
Rumple
easy.
Can,
like, it's not.
The Dark One is stripped of his powers or something. I don't know if that would work, but it's, like, worth a shot. Like,
yeah,
you
like,
could have done so
there's
many
certain
other things.
Things. Like, it's not like he's changing every single thing, but if there were certain aspects, like, he could change. And another thing that aggravates me is, like, I wish, like, I don't know if it would work, but I don't see why it wouldn't. Like, why can't he just write Robin back to life? But, you know, that's just me. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Or was that one of the rules, that they can't write people back to life?
I think that was how it works, because I think when Henry wrote the quill last season, it was like the author was like, oh, you can't write people back from the dead. Like, because I know what it was. Because, well, nah.
Well, how come Cruella wanted to be written
back
to life?
Oh, it's because he
life.
Died in the real world. Like, which sort of would count as being the real world. So, like, you can't undo
gotcha.
That or something was the deal.
I
which
don't know.
Would mean
some
that, like, Robin, too,
because
he died in Storybrooke. But, yeah, I feel like this whole, like, Henry being like, oh, we're going to go quest to destroy magic, and he, like, drags along little,
Violet, who we haven't seen
yeah, okay,
since.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah,
I don't
who
even
was
know
like,
when.
Oh, she's still hanging out? Okay, even though, like, Zelina, like, sent all the Camelot people back, she was like, no, I'm just going to hang out here with Henry, like, and my dad. Which I guess we find out later is because her dad was never from Camelot in the first place, so that's why he didn't go back. But still, anyway. So it's like,
honestly, for whatever reason.
Adventure. Also, the
for whatever reason
was like, oh, he's going to Boston. Hello. You really think he wasn't going to head back to New York, like where you guys lived for a whole year? He has like no connection
yeah.
to Boston, other than the fact that that's where he found you the first time. Like, he has more of a reason to go to New York, like, and knows places there. Why would you not think that's where he's going? I know that they were, like, following
like
him
like,
on his phone.
It was a super callback parallel to, like, the pilot episode where Regina and Emma were trying to find Henry, and she had the little device that she put in the computer to figure out where he went, blah, 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 blah. And, like...
Yeah.
I just didn't get the point of it. Like, why? Like, it's just all pointless to me. Like, it was just stuff that could have been fixed so easily in a different way. Like, I don't know. It just is annoying to me.
Yeah, and I feel like, yeah, what you were saying about how it kind of highlighted, like, the annoying features in some people. Like, this was, like, Henry going back to when he was, like, super annoying in the first season, and I, like, even though I liked, like, I didn't dislike him, but there was always, like, there was certain things where I was like, really, kid, you need to just stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like Henry has gotten, like, so much better as he's grown up and, you know, has been able to assume, like, a bigger role on the show, other than just being, like, oh, the reason Emma wants to do things. But I feel like, yeah, he kind of reverted back into this, like, you know, childish kind of naive mindset that he was going to go. And also the fact that they just decided that it was convenient that they would just be like, oh, Neil was trying to find a way to destroy magic. Like, I mean, I know he knows that, like, magic was real, like, in the real world, because he knew August told him that his, you know, dad was around in Maine somewhere, and he was, like, worried he was going to find him. But, it was just so random. Like, that Henry was like, oh, my dad told me all these secrets, and I didn't even tell my mom. Like, no one knows. I'm like, convenient. I was just kind of, that was just weird to me. Like, why did they have to?
Yeah, it all seemed so forced. And honestly, like, I stopped paying, like, I was, like, not half paying attention through the season finale, which is usually so not the case. Usually, like, we can't wait till next season. We're so overly excited. Like, everything is insane. Like, we just can't handle how excited we are. And I'm just, like, honestly, I haven't given any thought to this season finale until, like, just now for recapping it.
Yeah.
Because I'm just, like, eh.
And I feel like normally the cliffhanger is way thicker. Like,
was there even really a cliffhanger?
Like, the fact that, okay, the evil queen is back, which I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Okay, eye roll.
I'm
like,
so over the evil queen.
And I saw, like, I guess the ABC had their, like, upfronts today, and I saw, like, a tweet, like that was associated with it, and it was basically saying, like, season 6 is going to be focused on Regina accepting, you know, the evil queen as part of something about, I'm like, really? Like, okay, like, I just kind of, I do
I'm
like
so
the
over
fact
it.
That they are going to mimic, I think that, hopefully, Regina won't be the only one that's, like, this Jekyll and Hyde, like, comparison is done with, because
it
clearly
just is annoying that every single new storyline that comes in has to be related to Regina somehow. And it's just, it's like, we get it, all right? We get it. It's just aggravating. Like, I love Regina as much as the next person, but I don't mean the entire show. Like, I don't mean her tied into every single storyline.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what
I
they did. They kind of shoved the whole parallel down our throats with the whole evil queen.
Yeah, they could have. I feel like, yeah, and it's also, this, if this was, like, the reason they had to kill Robin was so that they could have Regina, like, struggling with her, like, evil instincts so much so that she wanted to, like,
oh, I'm sure it was.
You know, completely remove them. Well, obviously, I feel like we're going to find out somehow down the road. It's not like she's just going to kill the evil, like, she tried, like, she killed the evil queen. But then that didn't work for whatever reason, which is unexplained, because she literally crushed the evil queen's heart. But maybe she, maybe you can't kill the other
yourself.
You know, like, they, it's,
that's
what
I was like, I just, it doesn't make
the
any
key
sense.
Is that the evil queen is not a separate entity from Regina. Regina is the evil queen, and the evil queen is Regina. Like, they, you can't just separate them. It just doesn't work. Which I feel like is going to be the whole point of the whole, like, first half of the season, is they're going to prove that the evil, she has to accept the fact that the evil queen is, like, part of who she is, which I thought she already did, but I guess it didn't really stick.
Not enough.
Or whatever. Not enough.
We haven't
she
had enough of it.
She wasn't repressed. All she was doing was repressing her instincts. She wasn't, like, embracing the whole, like, I guess the whole problem is that she didn't sit there and listen to Charming's speech back in season 2 when he was like, hey, guess what? We're both. Like, guess she didn't get the memo, because that would have just
been a lot.
She wasn't
there for that memo.
So, I feel like, hopefully, what I hope is that with this whole, like, Regina, whatever, the evil queen thing, I feel like their whole push has been, we're getting back to basics, like, we're going to be in Storybrooke, we're not really going off to, on some adventure to some other realm. Like, granted, this flashbacks will obviously somehow have to tie into these untold stories that they're bringing in, but that's, like, more like the first season than anything that has been in a while, where they're going to be in Storybrooke, and then the flashbacks will be related to, like, the one episode that they're doing currently, and then that's, I think that format hopefully will work. I just don't know about the contents that they're going to put into this format. I'm not sold on it 100%, but I'm all for, like, getting back to basics and, like, having them all be in Storybrooke and not be questing off to save somebody, whatever. Like, bring the fight back home. I feel like that just hopefully will be okay. I don't know. I'm so, like, uncertain because, like I said, this is the first time in a while where we haven't had, like, a launching point, like, where we know where they're going or what's going on or who we're going to wait to find and meet and see. Like, obviously, Neverland, oh, we're going to see Peter Pan. Like, oh, Frozen,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. But, like, there's not, besides, like, Jekyll and Hyde showing up, literally all they did was, like, they told us, we're bringing in a bunch of untold stories. Who are those untold stories? I don't know. You're going to find out, which I guess should be enough of a hook to, like, make me be like, yes, I want to know who these untold stories are. I just don't know.
I do have to say, I'm looking forward to the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde storyline, just because I liked that. I loved that story as a kid. I don't know why. I loved all those, like, dark, creepy-type stories growing up in school. Definitely would read them. But, so I'm excited for that. I think Mr. Hyde, Sam, I can't remember his last name.
Whitmore or something?
Whitner, I don't know.
Whitner, yeah.
We'll go with that.
sure, we'll go with
I
that.
I thought he did an amazing job.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's because I have a thing for the good-looking villains, but I was like, okay, I'm okay with this. I could do half a season of this. I'm all right. and I know for a fact that when they were in the other realm and when Henry was flipping through the storybooks, like, it was all a bunch of, like, Easter eggs. But
oh, yeah.
I don't think they're all going to click.
I went through and saw the, like, I don't know if they will necessarily, I don't think this, the funny thing is, I went and saw, like, someone had went and screen grabbed, like, all of the pages of
the book
that they showed. And
yeah.
It was, like, Gulliver's Travels
and Paul Bunyan.
Like, Paul Bunyan. And I'm like, okay, I don't think any of those are ever going to make their way into the show. But that was just, like, their way of, like, teasing, like, hey, look at all these literary characters that exist in the world. Like, we're not limiting ourselves to just, like, Disney fairy tales and, like,
mm-hmm.
Grimm fairy tales. There's, like, a whole
yeah.
other universe of people.
Well, I saw...
If they brought in, like, Paul Bunyan, I would be like, what the heck? Like, that's weird. That makes no sense. Just saying. Like, that doesn't... I can't see that working anywhere. Because, obviously, most of the time, they pull their new stories based on, like, the villain. It's not going to be based on, like, a hero most times. I can't imagine, like, Oliver's Travels and, like, things like that. I just don't see it ever being on the show.
But I was looking online and I saw that people were saying they saw Esmeralda, and I wasn't watching the episode close enough.
I did see that.
But the Hunchback.
I did see a screenshot that I thought maybe.
I love that. That's, like, up there with, like, my other, like, my favorite Disney movie. So if we bring that in, I'd be so 150% for it because I love Esmeralda. And then people are saying that they think they saw, like, the Three Musketeers and that there are cowboys and, like, I mean, so they have a lot of stuff
floating
around
in
the background.
Being, like, hey, we still have, like, I feel like a lot of people might have gotten to the point where they think, oh, there's, like, nowhere the show can go from here because they've pretty much, like, eaten up because people are so focused on, like, oh, the Disney characters, the princesses, and the heroes, and whatever. I feel like this was their way of saying, like, hey, like, we're not limiting ourselves to just, like, fairy tales. It's any and all, like, legendary and kind of fictional characters within reason. Obviously, they're not going to, like they said, they're not going to, like, bring on Harry Potter or, you know, something that they don't really have any access to. But all the kind of, like, older classic tales that people grew up with, just knowing.
Just like we
have
Frankenstein,
them.
Too. Like, that wasn't Disney.
So I feel like I am excited to find out how they're going to do this. And I feel like over the next 3 months, obviously we're going to get little nuggets like so-and-so has been cast as this or that. Maybe they'll keep it more vague. Like, they won't tell us who is being, they'll say people have been cast, but they won't say like what characters.
I wish they would keep it vague. I wish they would keep it vague, but they don't know how to keep it vague. They spoil everything, and it gets on my nerves, because I like being surprised. I like surprises. I don't like going into an episode saying, oh, okay, so I know this is where so-and-so comes in.
Yeah,
I think
hopefully they will, all of the sex, you know, because I assume what they're going to do is they're going to take, like, my thinking is, okay, so Jekyll and Hyde are going to bring all of these people from this Land of Untold Stories, and I'm guessing all these people have a bone to pick with somebody in Storybrooke, because why else would they want to, how else would he have convinced them to come there? Oh, you're going to come here, I guess maybe so they can, like, write their own ending to their story, but they're going to have to connect it to the main characters somehow. They can't all just be, like, floating around. So I feel like they're going to obviously have, like, connections. Like, well, somebody, like, say, Hook or Snow White and Charming, like, they're going to be the reason this person, like, fled to this land, because they, like, their story was interrupted by events that they caused or something. Because otherwise, how are they
exactly
gonna, how are they going to make it believable that all these people are showing up here? And because if they,
or unless maybe they know,
like,
the author's there and they want the author to finish their story or fix it or something. I don't know.
Interesting, which that could maybe be how they resolve the issue down the line, is they say, okay, Henry, you're going to record these stories and everyone's going to get their story finished.
Henry's hand is
going
to have some cramps.
Yeah, definitely.
It's going to be really
Yeah, I just feel like...
Too bad there's not a magical typewriter.
Magical typewriter. So for one, it seems like he doesn't actually have to write. He just has to, like... The pen writes for him. His arm just gets dragged along. Like, he's not the one writing.
Yeah.
He, like, blacks out when it happens. And then he wakes up and he's like, oh, I wrote this story and I didn't even know I did it.
Oh, look at,
like,
this picture I drew.
Yeah, so I feel like I am intrigued for sure about, like, where they're going to take this. I am happy, I guess, that they aren't, like, uprooting the show and bringing it, like, to this other... Because when that happens, then it's, like, all these extra establishing episodes and flashbacks that just, like, then it kind of gets, like...
That we never get...
We get
finished.
That, like, kind of pattern of, like, it's exciting at first, and then it drops down in the middle, and then it gets exciting again at the end. And I just feel like maybe this way it'll be a lot more, like, streamlined, like the first season was... Where, granted, there were some episodes in the first season where I was, like, flashbacks, like, didn't really do anything for me. But at least you knew that whatever else was going on, aside from the flashbacks, was, like, still something that continued on through the whole, like, line of the story. It wasn't just some random event to aid the flashbacks or vice versa. So, hopefully... seem to be, like, that's, like, their goal is to get back to, like, the root of the show, which I think is cool, and I hope that it works, because I would like nothing more than to kind of, like, start all of this over and have them kind of build a new, like, phase two of Once Upon a Time. Like, I feel like that's what they're doing. They're, like, starting this new kind of, because they're almost in a way, they're, like, literally making it so that, so originally it was the Evil Queen versus Snow and Charming and, like, their happiness. And now, obviously, Emma is in the picture, and the Evil Queen, like, Emma is her, like, mortal enemy number one now, because it's not Snow, well, she told a secret, like, that's over and that's been dealt with. Now her, like, new conflict is going to be with Emma, and the fact that Emma, you know, she has all these, like, negative feelings towards her, or the Evil Queen does, you know, whatever. So I feel like they're, like, paralleling that, where it's like, okay, Emma and Hook are sitting there now that they've, like, walled down, have, like, confessed their love for each other, and are, there's, like, no turning back at this point now. It seems they're, like, diving in. Then Regine, the Evil Queen, is going to show up and, like, disrupt their happiness, and is going to have some issues with them, and then they're going to be, like, struggling. Yeah, I think it could be cool. I just hope it is.
Yeah, I'm so over the Evil Queen. I'm just so over it. Like, it's been used way too many times, and the fact that we're making it a season, like, plot arc, like, whole thing, is just kind of like, why? Like, it's not necessary. I feel like it's just going to take away from the other storylines happening, such as, like, the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde stuff and the untold stories, and it's just going to be a pointless thing, and it's just annoying. It's just aggravating so much.
Well, part of me feels like though that with this, like obviously, yeah, like the Evil Queen. Okay, if every single flashback is somehow, I don't think it will be because, like I was saying, this Evil Queen is not like the Evil Queen that was like trying to kill Snow and all that stuff. Like, granted, she'll probably still have some negative feelings towards Snow and Charming, but I feel like her anger is not going to be directed. Like, because she was like, I think somebody pointed this out on Tumblr. They said, okay, the last line of the season was, like, a war is about to start. And if you think back to, like, season one, when Rumple was, like, the final battle, like, that never really even happened. Like, if you think about it, like, okay, yeah, like, Regina, like, they kind of defeated her in a weird way. And, you know, Emma broke the curse and whatever. But I feel like this is going to be more of, like, that kind of battle that they were saying.
If they go
like,
back to that, I will be okay with that.
Because, yeah, because then it'll come full circle. Because then
yes,
it'll be Emma and them will, quote-unquote, defeat the Evil Queen, some, you know, and obviously Jackal and all the other people that are interfering. But I feel like the root of it's going to come.
We can keep him around.
I feel like the root of it is going to be...
Maybe
yeah,
Belle can
hang out for a while.
Date him.
That's what someone was saying.
I mean,
like,
she's got a thing
for
evil villains.
Someone was like, is it bad that I wanted her to get trapped over there, like, and not get, like, not have Jekyll and Hyde come in and have her just be stuck in Pandora's box over there so, like, she would maybe have a chance to, like, escape. Anyway. but, yeah, I feel like as long as, it's, like, Emma, and then I feel like the way they're going to resolve it is, like, Regina's going to have to accept the fact that, like, the Evil Queen is just, like, a part of who she is. And somehow
she's
they will
gonna have to,
like,
absorb her back or something. Yeah.
She's going to, like, reabsorb the Evil Queen. Like, they're not going to be able, she's not going to be able to get rid of her. Like, she's going to have to, like, take her back on.
And that's
like,
what's
feel, like,
so annoying about this is, like, it's already predictable. And it's, like, that's why it's just annoying. And there's no reason for her to parallel with Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Like, it's just pointless, and it just aggravates me. I don't know. Maybe it'll be amazing, and maybe they'll come up with something really great. But as of right now, I am not for it.
Yeah. It's just, like, it's, I guess maybe it's annoying to us because it's like we're saying, like, it seems predictable, but we really can't, like, predict. Like we're saying, like, at least with all the other things where it's like, oh, we're going to the underworld, we have, like, a specific character we can look forward to meeting who we haven't met before. And it's like they're introducing, like, new things. Like, with this, it's like, okay, we already met Jackal and Hyde. Like, they're already there. They were there in the finale, so they're carrying over. And then Regina, you know, the whole Evil Queen thing, like, okay, obviously we know the Evil Queen. So it's like, maybe that's, I feel like that's part of the reason why I'm having trouble, like, looking forward and getting excited for what's to come, because I'm not thinking about all the new things that are going to come. I'm thinking about the fact that we're just seeing old stuff. But I guess it's just like all about the mindset of it. Like, I'm trying to find, like, as every day passes and I look into it more and I read more people's thoughts on it, I just feel like I'm trying to, like, open my mind to the ideas of, like, obviously, we can't judge it. We haven't seen it.
I'm judging it.
I mean, I am judging it, but I'm trying to, like, at least, because I want to be excited for next season. And like I said, I feel like over the next, like, maybe month or so, like, things will kind of start.
Yeah, if we,
like,
start getting a little
off,
more.
They'll take their time off, and then they'll start, like I said, they'll start having, like, casting announcements and things like that, where maybe they'll be like, maybe they won't give everything away, but they'll have little slivers of, like, things we can look forward to, just so it's, like, not just like, oh, we can look forward to the fact that the Evil Queen is back. Like, okay, the Evil Queen was never gone. She was in flashbacks. She was in all these other things. Like, it wasn't like I was sitting here like, when's the Evil Queen coming back? Because we just saw her,
exactly,
you know, in a flashback, like, 4 weeks ago or whatever it was. And so, yeah, I feel like, obviously, there are probably a lot of people who are, like, really, really excited about this. I know that
But we're not one of those people.
Pretty significant group of people, which, hey, I genuinely hope that it all turns out in a way that is fun and exciting for everyone to watch. And this isn't just like Adam and Eddie's way of being like, we're going to play with Regina because we love her and we missed her being the evil queen. Even though this is their workaround for being like, oh, we worked so hard to have her have all this redemption, but we kind of want her to be evil again. But we don't want to like backtrack on all the redemption she's done because that would just be turning into Rumple, and I can't deal with another character like that. Someone who keeps like regressing and progressing at like equal rates. So I feel like this is their like workaround, being like, we're gonna bring the evil queen onto play for a little while, but Regina's still gonna be like redemption hero mode. Yeah.
And speaking of Rumple, there's just no hope for him ever again. And the fact that he was talking to the box, like, Belle, once you realize what I've done for us and our child, I think you're
like,
I don't think she's going to understand. I think you're delusional and you have some issues and you're crazy. You're a crazy person. And you need to stop. I'm so over Rumple. And I want to know what. Well, I guess the deal was that he had Storybook. Never mind. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's more to their deal.
I feel like thinking again about how the Evil Queen and this Jekyll and Hyde thing is going to work together. I feel like Jekyll, you know, obviously when he showed up, he, like, was
maybe
with Regina and Henry.
Ship.
But I feel like it's going to be, I mean, when Mr. Hyde showed up, Jekyll was. I forget where he is, else. But when Mr. Hyde, like, showed up and said, I brought all these people with me, like, that, I feel like his beef is going to be with Rumple. Like, that's going to be, obviously, and anybody who gets in his way, but his, like, core conflict is going to be with Rumple. Like, his whole thing is, like, taking everything away from Rumple and
Rumple,
like,
obviously,
like,
has something to do with the split personality thing.
Yeah, and then the evil, like, queen aspect, like I said, is probably going to be more focused on, like, Emma and, like, the Charmings, I'm guessing. She's going to have, like, a vendetta against them. So it's going to be, like, all of these different, like, wars raging out against different people, and people are going to have to take sides. I guess, because, like, I feel like, I don't know. If they have to team up with Rumple, I'm going to be like, okay, no, you should just sacrifice whatever he's going to do and just let it happen so that Rumple is miserable, because it might be worth it in the end to just let Hyde just have his fun with Rumple and just let it be. So
yep.
See what happens.
Because honestly, everything happens because of Rumple. Like, it's just like always Rumple's fault if you really want to get down to it. He's had it coming for quite some time. And it's so annoying that he just gets away with everything. So I'm down for Mr. Hyde destroying Rumple in whatever way he likes. I'm just so over a Rumple.
I know.
But I'm excited for
also,
Mr. Hyde.
As you were saying that, I also then remembered, well, I was just trying to think, I was like, okay, so what were like the moments that I like really liked from this episode? And not that I thought that this, I liked, there was one moment that I'm thinking of that, like, I liked, but then part of it kind of annoyed me in the same way. When Zelina was like, we're going to send everybody back in this little portal. One, I love how it's just ironic that 5 seasons later, jumping through realms is, like, no issue anymore. They're like, eh, we can figure that out. Rumple, you spent 300 years trying to do it, but we got it.
Street.
It's like, we got it. It's fine. But the fact that then when, like, they all were saying goodbye, that, like, Zelina was, like, being the one who was like, oh, goodbye, like, Merry Men and Roland and all these people, and it's like, oh, we're going to bring your sister to come see you, and I'm like, okay, that's cute. Making it seem like they're not just going to drop off the face of the planet, which they are, because the Dell thinks they're ever going to go back and be like, let's check in with Roland.
I was wondering what they were going to do with Roland. because I was like, okay, so is Regina going to, like, adopt him and take care of him now? Like, how is that going to work? Because really all she does is buy him ice cream. And I'm like, well, where's Little John? And then, like, Little John shows up. I'm like, you don't really even see his face, which I'm upset about because Jason's awesome. And I was just like, okay. And then here's Selena, crazy lady who, like, coerced his mother or his father into sleeping with her and pretending that, like, to be his mother. Like,
and killed his mother. Yeah.
And killed his mother.
Like, I thought the moment was really cute when he, like, pulled out the arrow, little arrow in his cute little voice. I was like, oh, my God. Like, that child makes me melt every time. He's so cute. Granted, he's getting older, so I assume, like, that's part of the reason, too, where they're gonna, like, we gotta get this kid out of here. He's gonna grow up super fast like Henry did, and then it's not gonna be believable that he's, like, two. or three at this point now. He's definitely not. He's,
I mean,
like,
really,
seven.
He should be, like, how old? Because isn't he, like, a two-year-old for, like, 28 years or something?
Yeah, he was, like, a three-year-old forever. So,
poor kid.
His aging just finally caught up with him. But I feel like that part was so cute. But then I thought about it, and I was like, okay, this just seems really wrong. That he's, like, giving this arrow to Selena and saying all these things to Selena. And I was like, oh, we're going to come visit. Like, we're some little family. I'm like, okay, no.
And
like,
the fact that,
just,
like,
no.
Little John was just like, okay, bye. Like, thanks for turning me into a monkey. See you later.
I know. I think, like, I feel like that's the other part. It's like, Zelina's, like, redemption has been so, like, fast-tracked.
There hasn't been any redemption.
Yeah,
there's literally no redemption.
She didn't really do anything, like, to further herself and to prove that she's, like, besides killing Hades, because that was, like, a bold move and needed to be done. And obviously, she was in love with him, so it's probably a very hard thing for her to do. But still,
those,
it's like
3 days and that one bicycle ride just really did it.
I know.
Sorry.
True love. But I was still laughing. Yeah, it was kind of ridiculous. But just the fact that it just seems, again, it feels
all
very
she
like
did was
in your face
trying to kill them. That's
yeah,
it
really
it wasn't really
like,
all she did.
It would be different if they were like, okay, Selena, we trust you. You have proven yourself. That doesn't mean we forgive you yet. You kind of really have to prove yourself for that to happen. Like, one good deed does not make a hero, you know. Like, you kind of have to work harder than that. And I feel like the fact that whatever Regina said when she was, like, when they found out that they were, like, trapped in the other world when Henry, like, destroyed magic and was a total idiot. They were like, oh, well, like, Hook and Zelina and Snow and Charming are, like, trapped in this other world because, like, the portal sucked them through. And then she was like, Regina's like, I'm not going to lose anybody else that I love. I'm like, okay. How much do you really love Selena, though? Because, again, what a little childhood memory, and that you're, like, suddenly happy family. I know they want to keep
dragon
Selena around, but it's, like, it just seems, yeah, it was very just slapped together and pushed in her face. And I just feel like
another
if they just, like, don't ever reference the fact that she was, like, really evil, and they just expect us to believe, and now that she's, like, this mom, and she is sisters with Regina, and she's going to join forces with the heroes, and it's like, okay.
I do like the fact that Hook was kind of, like, picking a fight with her, like, really? Like, we're going to trust this? Like, Hook, what I love about Hook is he's always one to call it like it is. Like, he doesn't care who likes who or whatever. He's just like, no, she's still the Wicked Witch. Like, really? Like, no.
When he was talking to, like, the doctor, and he was like, hey, I've been to hell and back. I'm not afraid of your orderly or whatever. I'm just like, you tell it like it is. You tell him. Okay. So aside from that moment that I liked but then didn't like, the real shining moment in this finale was just Captain Charming. All of the things. That's like, look at them. That's character progression right there.
That is
like
a bromance.
Relationship.
That's
a bromance for the ages. So
yes.
Just
the first 15 minutes of the episode, I was like, oh my god, all of the Catch and Charming things, like, he, like, hugged him when he came back, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so funny, because literally 2 seasons ago, he was punching him in the face, and now, or 3 seasons, like,
now they're
three
bros.
Season finales ago, yeah, 3 finales ago, he literally was punching him in the face, and now they're, like, hugging. I'm like, oh, I just, I'm so here for more of them, like,
romance. I want them to go on an adventure. They need to go on another adventure.
Yes.
I think the last adventure they went on together alone was the Neverland one when they started bonding.
That they were alone? No. Not technically.
No?
In the when they went back in time, they were together alone briefly.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, but they didn't, like, go on, like, an
when
adventure
they were trying to
type res- thing.
When they were trying
talk.
To rescue Emma.
Oh, and Red came up. Yeah, okay. Mm.
Yeah. They were alone
it's
for
still
a
been a while.
Moment.
It's still been since season 3.
So, yeah, I agree. I definitely want more because now it's, like, it's definitely confirmed that, like, it's not, like, oh, like, Charming's being all, like, protective dad, like, you can't date my daughter. Now it's like, okay, we literally went to hell and back for you. Like, there's no alternative. Like, she's not changing her mind. Like, this is real. And I think you've earned it. Like, you know, so I feel like it's only going to be better. Their interactions, or at least I hope, please just give them more interactions and saving each other's lives. And especially when Hyde grabbed Hook's neck and was, like, choking him and Charming sitting there.
He's like, you came in?
Like, he was, like, trying to pull his arms away. I was like, this is what I live for.
You take care of your bro.
I'm like,
I love them.
It was a magical moment. I was like, the whole episode. Granted,
yep.
And then obviously, you know, Hook and Emma, quiet.
Okay.
In retrospect,
even that was kind of underwhelming for me. Even that was kind of underwhelming for me, and I hate myself for saying it. But I was just kind of like, I don't know if it's because it was at the end of the episode and I was already kind of over it all, but I was just kind of like, okay.
No, I definitely, like, while in relief, when stacked up against literally all of the trauma and angst that they went through this whole season, yeah, it didn't feel as, like, epic of a moment as, like, it should have been, because it's like, okay, literally, she stabbed him. He died. She went to hell to rescue him. And, like, all these things. So it's, like, all of these crazy, crazy, like, intense things that happened. And then for them to kind of just, like, have it a rehash of, like, okay, she said I love you. She said that. And at this point, she said it, like, at least 5 times. But then the more I, like, thought about it and, like, went back and, like, saw, like, parallel things. If you think about it, last season finale, like season 4, when she became the Dark One, she literally told him she loved him. Like, she was going to tell him she loved him when they came back from their little, you know, alternate reality. She couldn't because she was still too scared. And then she told him because she thought she wasn't going to see him maybe ever again or for a really long time. And then every other time mostly has been, like, prompted by some kind of, like, they said, like, Hook said, why can you only tell me how you feel when we're, like, facing death? So it was definitely, like, it was a very quiet and simple moment, which felt wrong in comparison to the rest of the season. But when you think about it more, it's definitely, like, was appropriate because
it's, like, a huge character development for her.
Yeah. It was, like, a
character. To finally say it. And
it
I do
like
love it.
Subtle
I do love
character
scene,
development,
just,
like, achievement. It was like, oh, Emma, like, she's finally, like, 100% walls down. Like, because even before, there was still, like, a tiny little bit that was still, like, up and hesitant. So I feel like the fact that she was, like, at this point, they didn't know Hyde was in Storybrooke. They didn't know the Evil Queen was, you know, they didn't know any of the bad things that were going to happen. Like, to them, there's nothing bad going on. Everything is fine. They're about to just go be normal and happy. So the fact that Emma could go look at him and say, I just want to tell you because we're not about to die and everything isn't going tell right now, like, I love you. I just feel like, yeah, it was definitely more of, like, a character development moment than, like, this epic culmination of, like, the crazy entire
and
season
I think
they really had.
I also saw the spoilers of it, like, 4 weeks ago or whenever they were filming the finale,
well,
so I think
yeah.
that kind of underwhelmed it for me, too.
I mean, I knew they were going to kiss. I mean, I think we all were expecting something a little bit more grand, like he asked her to marry him, which then
okay,
when they said there wasn't going to be.
Can we talk about the fact that the wedding dress was right between them, though? Like,
yes, we can. And I feel like
I'm just saying.
That's their way of appeasing people when they ask, are they going to get married or is there going to be a proposal? I feel like that's their way of saying.
I don't need that. Like I
no.
don't like I don't,
I don't
like that.
I don't
that,
need it either.
I don't need
and
them
I
to
think,
be get married or be engaged or whatever. Like I don't feel like that's them.
No,
like you know what
I
mean. Like I don't
like
feel like
if,
they would be that
when,
type of couple.
If and when they do like get married, it's gonna be like the end of the show. Like it's not gonna be like Snow and Charming where that's like the kicking off point of like everything. It's
yeah.
For that,
or it'll
it's,
just
like,
be something between
be
them. Something very quiet
yeah.
and simple between them, like just them, like exchanging words or something. Like, I don't feel like they need a wedding to, like, I mean, obviously they don't need anything to prove their love because the Greek gods did that for them, but, you know.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, part of it is, oh, yeah, like the whole, like, I feel like a lot of people maybe were expecting it to be this, like, grander gesture than just him kissing her because she said she loved him, which, again, is still, like, a really big deal in terms of, like, character development. But basically, part of me wishes, like, that maybe they would have at least thrown a line in, like, after that, like, oh, let's go home, to, like, allude to the fact that, like, the two of them were going to, like, go live in the house that, like, he picked out for them to live in. Like, because, like, I feel like we're going to come back and it's going to be the two of them, like, hopefully, the two of them living together. Because that would be, I know Emma's going to be there, at least in her, like, mansion. Because she told Henry, go to my place, which that wasn't Snow and Charming's loft. That was, like, her mansion, house, whatever. So, hopefully when they come back for season 6, they at some point at least show them like the fact that they are indeed
I just needed
living
domestic
together.
I needed domestic
yes.
Captain Swan scene. That's all I need. Just one, and that'll be satisfied.
I just want him to like you know, like putting breakfast on the table for her, or like you know, handing her coffee in the morning, or something just like really
there's
cheesy
so
and
many
simple.
Like yeah. And then it's been written in fan fiction like 50 million times, but I need to see it. It needs to be like on the screen. But yeah,
I need to see it with my eyes,
my
brain.
Yes, exactly. I think that pretty much wraps it up.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, guys. We will see you next season. It's going to be a long summer. It's going to be a long, long summer. Even though we don't know what's happening. But, yeah. Check out our... yes.
I'll say there's always, like, let's look forward to July. Because that's normally when things start to come out of the woodwork. So we only got, like, a month and a half to wait until... things get moving again, hopefully.
Exactly. So be sure to check out our website, thevr.com, and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We're on Tumblr, Instagram, and Audioboom. And, yes, when that news starts coming out, we will definitely be tweeting and posting about it. So be on the lookout for that. And we will see you next season, guys. Bye.
Bye.